We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's 420, so happy 420 to everybody out there.
What's happening, 420?
Now, 420 is a day where most people celebrate cannabis, marijuana, and people get high. It's usually a time when people that don't usually smoke get a chance to smoke and try it out.
But, and it's a damn shame that marijuana is not decriminalized on a federal level. It's a damn shame that marijuana is not legalized on a federal level. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's no greater hypocrisy than these states that have legalized marijuana for medicinal and recreational use, but you still have people in prison for marijuana.
That's right.
Insane to me.
Absolutely. So we are asking today, 800-585-1051. Shout to everybody out there, everybody, all the stoners out there. And shout to my, I got my own strain of marijuana, cannabis. It's called Slurred. You can get it out in Detroit, House of Mary Jane, or any of the dispensaries out in Detroit, Michigan should have Slurred. If they don't, definitely ask for it. But we're asking, one time I got so high that I what? That is the question, 800-585-1051. I'll tell you the story when I was up here. I think I was laughing for 4 or 5 hours. It took me about 12 hours to get home that day. My wife does not smoke or take edibles. She had a bad trip one time. I gave her an edible, and man, she was all over the place. She was one minute, she was crying. Then she was happy. Then she was mad at me. Then she was happy. It was the craziest trip. My kids were there. They didn't know what was going on. It was the weirdest thing. So we're asking, what is the craziest thing? We'll start with you, Charlamagne.
Well, you know, I don't like to smoke. I like to do edibles because when I smoke, it hits me too fast.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I have really bad anxiety and really bad panic attacks. So I like to do edibles, indica. But the last time I did smoke was during COVID, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I smoked during COVID because I was bored, you mm-hmm. know? And you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You could not tell me that this was not going to be the end. I really thought that I was going to overdose on marijuana because this new weed,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in this new weed. So it was wintertime, and I had on some short pants and a hoodie,
mm-hmm.
and I figured, you know what? I need to go ground myself. So I went outside, barefoot with just a hoodie and shorts on in the freezing winter in New Jersey trying to ground myself. And then I went to my favorite tree and I put my back up against my favorite tree and had my head up against my favorite tree. And I just remember, I don't know how long I was out there, I just remember my wife saying, get back in this house right now. She literally came to the door and she said, get back in this house right now. And so I went back in the house and I lived. So
no.
That's the last crazy thing I remember doing.
Yeah, I remember one time taking it on a plane and I just remember I was sitting first class.
No.
I was by myself. And it was a big, I'm sorry, I got to use this word. It was a big fat family on the plane.
big fat family? Yeah. The clumps. I was sitting next to the clumps on the plane.
They were all big. And it just felt like they would just keep getting bigger and keep getting bigger And I couldn't breathe and I was by myself. And my manager wasn't with me, June. And I just remember calling them like, why aren't you here? And they just kept getting bigger. And then they were taking all the oxygen on the plane.
How many seats did they have?
They had like 5 seats.
God damn.
And they were big.
And there was only 2 of them.
And I just remember that.
Every daughter was a family, but it was really one person.
just kept
one
big
old beast person on the plane. Envy was so high, he thought it was a whole family.
Man, that messed me up so crazy. Well, let's go to the phone line.
Man, that is horrible.
Hello, who's this?
This is Libby. Good morning.
Libby, good morning. We're talking. Today's 420. Happy 420, mama.
Happy 420 is the best day of the year.
Hey.
I ain't gonna say all that now.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Now, we're asking, one time I got so high that I what?
Man, last year, 420, me and my homegirl, we were faded. We had ate edibles. We were smoking. Going down the highway, and I stopped at a green light.
Why was you driving high?
It's better to smoke and fly than drink and drive.
That's right.
I mean
smoke and fly, like if you're in a plane and somebody else flying the plane.
No, don't do any of
them. When I'm high, I drive better. I feel like I pay attention better.
Nope.
I'm more alert.
Nope, you just said you were stopping at green lights, but you say you drive better.
Exactly. You stopped it at that. That's what you should have said.
Because I was too messed up.
You should have.
Them edibles put me on a different level.
Yes, that's why you shouldn't have been driving crazy. You're crazy to yourself.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is HML Sleep.
What's up, brother? We're talking about one time I got so high that I what?
Man, one time I got so high, man. I was riding in the car with my wife. She started asking me questions, saying that I was sounding different. Like, asking me questions. I'm like, what do you mean I sound different? She's like, yeah, every time you say something, you sound different. Make a long story short, she got me so high, I was convinced that I was somebody else. I couldn't even tell who I was.
Damn it, man.
I'm saying like, dang, are you really, am I really somebody else? I'm sitting here paranoid like mug. I'm riding in the car with her like, my alter ego just came out.
Damn it, man.
That's the beauty of weed, though. You should turn into somebody else. Start freestyling.
Rapping.
That happened to me one time. Now that I think about it, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, and I got so high. I used to have a silver Honda Civic, and I was high, and I was driving, and I shouldn't have been, like 20 years ago. And I thought I was speeding, and I looked to the passenger seat, and I saw myself in the passenger seat, and myself looked at me and said, slow down. So then I started driving slow. And then I realized I'm doing like 30 on the highway.
Cars going by.
You know what I'm
zoom,
saying?
Zoom, zoom.
And then I got paranoid because I'm like, I'm driving so slow the police going to stop me. So then I start speeding up. So I just started playing a game with myself the whole time while I'm speeding up, slowing down, speeding up, slowing down. But I made it home.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
800-585-1051. Happy 420. We're asking, one time I got so high that I what? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Happy 420. That was a 420 mini mix, by the way. So we're asking 800-585-1051. One time I got so high that I what? We're going to the phone lines today. Hello, who's this?
Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're
DJ
asking
Envy, Charlamagne.
What's happening?
Mama. One time I got so high that I what?
I had drove to the chicken place that I liked, and I ended up walking home.
Wait, what? You drove to a chicken joint and then you walked home?
Yes.
But you forgot you drove?
I did.
Jesus Christ.
That's high.
Yeah, I got all the way home and was like, oh shit, where's my car?
You must not have lived too far from the place.
It was probably like a 20-30 minute walk.
Lord have mercy. Well, God bless you. I'm glad you made it out alive. That sounds crazy.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Ty.
Hey, take us off
Goose
Bluetooth.
Creek, South Carolina.
Hey, 843, what's happening?
Take us off Bluetooth for speaker if you got us on that, mama.
I don't. You can hear me?
Now we can hear you. We're talking about one time I got so high that I what?
So one time I got so high that my son came downstairs and asked for a bowl of noodles. And I made it. I sent it back upstairs and I made it. And then I sat down, not realizing that I made the noodles for him, and I sat there and ate the whole thing with my cup of Kool-Aid. And then eventually he came downstairs asking, like, well, Mom, where my noodles at? And I was looking dumbfounded, like, oh, just give me a minute, I'm going to make it. But when I went in the kitchen, I made the last pack of noodles. So I just ended up giving him McDonald's anyway.
So wait a minute. So your son asked you to make noodles. You were so high that you made noodles for him, and then you ate his noodles, and then you had to go get a McDonald's.
I did.
First of all, I don't see nothing wrong with what you did, because when you high, them children's snacks be hitting, okay? When you high, the things you make for your kids be hitting. Then you turned around and was a great mom and got him McDonald's, and I know you got you a little something for yourself from Mickey D's, too.
I did.
What you got?
Apple pie.
I love them high meals. What you got from fries. McDonald's?
I did get an apple pie because apple pies are the best. But I just got apple pie and some french fries and everything else tastes weird.
That's all?
That is the high meal. Apple pie, some french fries.
Man, people will go to McDonald's high and order a quarter pounder with cheese and an apple pie and put the apple pie on the quarter pounder. That's a sweetie meal, ain't it?
I think that might be a sweetie meal. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Tired, but I'm here.
Happy 420. So tell us the one time I got so high that I what?
So one time I got so high that I came home and my dog was with me and I was watching a TV show with another dog in the show. And the dog in the show was barking and I felt like the dog was talking about me. And I thought my dog was sitting on the floor not defending me to this dog.
I love it.
So I locked my dog up and put him in the cage and I went upstairs and went to sleep. And the next day, I felt so bad.
No, I'm with you.
So you punished your dog for no reason?
The dog on the TV was talking about me. He definitely was talking about me.
First of all, if that dog on the TV was barking, that the dog in your house should have been barking too, just in case. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Just in case. I'm with you.
That's what I said.
I'm with you.
Goodness.
But yeah, the dog got the night in the cage.
I don't see nothing wrong with what you did. He just did a little overnight stay, a little bit. A little bit.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Janice.
Hey, Janice. Good morning. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Indy.
Oh, you don't want to say. All right. Well, what's the one time I got so high that I what?
Oh, well, one time me and a friend of mine, we took an edible at work, and I can say this now because I don't work for this job and have it for a few years, but I was supposed to be doing interviews for people's food stamps and whatnot, and I was at my desk taking a nap while those people were sitting in the front lobby.
So them people ain't get their food stamps because your ass was high.
Because you fell asleep.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Somebody come and wake me up, but I got the job done. But, I was in the clouds.
What if I told you that we used to be high as hell up here at the Breakfast Club all the time back
all
in the
time.
Day?
I'm
sure of it.
You would believe
it? It was a bad time.
Well, we used to be on them edibles in here tripping. Oh, man, you
goodness.
Hear me?
Yeah, definitely off the edibles.
I mean tripping. Jesus. Tripping.
Yeah.
Saying anything to make each other laugh and dying laughing like it was the funniest thing in the world for no reason. It was all fun and games till I passed out in this goddamn studio one day. Not this studio, the old studio.
Yep.
Till I passed out in this studio one day and had to be rushed to the hospital for dehydration.
Yep.
I bet y'all ain't know that. I thought y'all did know that. Maybe I told y'all. I don't remember.
I don't know that. Yeah, you took like 2 days off.
I had to.
And then you ain't want to play no more.
I ain't want to play no more. We was wilding. We was in and out of the clubs late at night, getting high, doing edibles right before we came on air.
Oh, my God.
Bringing the club with us.
Oh, my goodness.
In here drinking, having a ball. But that's all AI. Any of that old stuff y'all heard from back then, that's AI. That ain't even
That was AI. That wasn't really us. That was other people.
Ain't even
all right. Well,
I also would like to say, please keep in mind that it is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, that there's so many people, so many states in this country that has legalized weed in some way, shape, or form, whether it's for medicinal or recreational, and there's still people locked up for marijuana in America. That is absolutely positively ridiculous. And I know Joe Biden did a mass pardon of everybody who's in jail for simple marijuana possession, but the reality is there is nobody in jail on a federal level for simple marijuana possession. So if Joe Biden wanted to, he could literally pardon every single person that is federally jailed a nonviolent weed offense. He could pardon every single body if he wanted to. You know, and that's what he should do, because like I said, it's ridiculous for people to still be in jail for marijuana in a country that has legalized marijuana recreationally and medicinally in so many different states.
All right.
It's so silly. Look at me right now. I'm sitting here with a pre-rolled joint in my hand from Envy's pre-rolled line.
Yep.
But there's people in this state locked up for marijuana.
That's right.
That don't make no damn sense.
No sense at all. All right, well, happy 420. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to tell you why they keep taking down Ice Spice's pictures and videos. It's kind of crazy. We'll tell you why when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.